You. Yes, I'm speaking to you. You need to make a decision. We all need to make this decision. Same decision for each of us. How do we wish to be governed? What sort of government do we choose? If you think we don't need government at all, then you're a fool, in which case nothing I say to you will get through your thick head. Government is necessary. We human beings need to be governed. We need streets and highways, bridges and byways, commerce, grocery stores, a military, at least until every human being makes this decision I call you to make today, and a set of rules for us to live by, so we don't destroy each other to get what we want. For there's not one of us who doesn't want what we want. We need government. But what kind of government? Who will govern us? And what measure will we use to decide if we are being governed as we wish? Governed justly, governed fairly, given sufficient liberties to enjoy this brief moment of life that we share with each other. You need to decide. All of you need to decide. So where do we begin with this decision? How shall we decide? What are the deciding factors? Is there a single deciding factor that stands above all others? And if so, what is that factor? What shall govern our government? The government we wish, the government that will govern us justly, fairly, effectively, and for the benefit of each of us individually. Are there rules? Rules to restrain the ambition of our leaders? Rules to guide the decisions of our decision makers? And if so, what are those rules? What should be those rules? Rules that you can agree with. Rules that you can abide by, rules that you can support and fight for and even die for if need be for the sake of others and the future of our children who must inherit the consequence of your decision on these critical questions. Is there a rule to rule all others? Throughout the span of history, men have struggled with these questions, and for the first 6,000 years at least, the questions have not been fully answered. We've had ruler upon ruler, tyrants, monarchies, party bosses, people wielding the power of the sword, compelling us to obey what they decided is good for us, because it was good for them. Then, near the end of the 18th century, a new idea was born, and a new nation, and a new challenge. The challenge presented to you right now. What will you decide? What sort of government do you wish? Understanding as you do that some sort of government is required to serve the needs of us human beings, to coordinate our labors, to provide for the common welfare and defend us from foreign foes. How will you decide? By what measure would you measure the ideal government? Indeed, is there a measure? Is there a rule above all others, a rule to rule us, a rule we can all agree with, support, defend, and fight for? Long ago, an innocent man was nailed, hands and feet, to an old wooden cross by a government that believed it was better for innocent people to be murdered than for the leaders of that nation to be seen for what they were, proud hypocrites, liars relying on religion to prop up their claim of right to rule, men enjoying favors denied to the working classes who struggled to make ends meet while their leaders drank wine, lived in luxurious houses, wore fancy clothes, and thought themselves to be better than the rest of the population, more entitled to favor. In the past 100 years, millions of human beings were similarly destroyed by political leaders of nations that ignore the lesson we in this present age are also daring to ignore at this very hour. Should the power of the state be limited? Should the leaders of government be free to take the lives of some innocent people upon the pretense that it is necessary for the benefit of all? Or does the word all mean all, every one of us, including those who do not fit the mold and private plans our leaders have for us. You need to choose. You need to decide this primary question, this principle, the rule by which you wish your nations to be ruled. Are we endowed, each and every one of us, with inalienable rights? Are there such things as self-evident truths? And if there are such self-evident truths, what are those truths? Is this idea about the value of innocent lives one of those truths? Is your life and your dreams and your pursuit of happiness something your government should protect? You need to choose, for the decision you make will decide the future of your nations and the welfare of your children. Absolute rulers put the power of the state ahead of the welfare of innocent people. Absolute rule corrupts absolutely, and absolute rulers are absolutely corrupt. If innocence gets in the way, innocence is crushed by absolute rulers. Innocent men, women, and children are exterminated, or locked up, or harnessed to forced labor. Absolute rulers commit murder as a means to retain control. They lie. They use propaganda to promote their lies, and the ignorant among us believe their lies and act on the falsehoods they are told. Is this the kind of government you want? You need to choose. In every truly democratic republic, as opposed to authoritarian regimes, every individual is treated equally on a political par with all other individuals. Every government that ignores this or attempts by any means to limit the value of individuals and individual rights is by definition a totalitarian government, like the government that nailed that innocent man hands and feet to a cross to die, lest those leaders' evil deeds be seen for what they truly were. You need to choose. The right to rule should be more than money to buy media time to promote political propaganda and private agendas. The right to rule should be more than the police power to imprison or murder one's opponents. The right to rule should be based on more than the naked claim of divine appointment or parental lineage or royal bloodline. Yet these things have persuaded populations to submit to be ruled by autocrats since the beginning of time. Now we have a choice. You have a choice. When you hear a man or woman urging you to support his or her candidacy for public office, listen to what he or she is saying. Does the sanctity of individual lives shine through as a priority? Does the would-be leader look down on certain classes of persons and seem eager to give advantages to other classes of persons, perhaps to benefit those who support his or her ambitions to rule? Does the promised platform promote the liberty of every innocent individual or make distinctions, promise preferences, and divide us into warring camps at odds with each other, competing for advantages? Only the truth is true. Nothing else is. Either we unite in support of this principle that is the bedrock foundation of civilization, the right of every one of us to enjoy the benefits of government as equals, or, by our choice, we condemn ourselves and our children to unbridled rule that can know no limits. I've made my choice. I want to be protected by those who wield the power of the state. I want each of you to be protected by the power of the state, no matter who you are, where you're from, what color your skin might be, your gender, your religion, or any other factor that might be used by tyrants and fools to deny you the same benefits of government that all of us should enjoy together as a united people. I believe you've made your choice. Now, stand up and tell others what your choice is. Urge everyone to choose. Governments exist to protect the innocent. That is our first light. More from me in future talks, God willing. Thank you.